the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok! Hiya, folks. Hold on to your hats and gallop along with Guy Madison as Wild Bill Hickok and his pal Jingles, which is me, Andy Devine. We got another rootin' tootin' Wild Bill Hickok adventure story for you from that famous talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Snap, crackle, pop!
Today, Kellogg's Rice Krispies, the world's only talking cereal, brings you Wild Bill Hickok, transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingles. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story of The Circle of Death. Say, here's a little simple arithmetic for you, Wranglers. Some arithmetic I think you'll really enjoy. Now, here's what you do. Tomorrow morning, shake some Rice Krispies into a bowl, add a little milk or cream, and maybe a little fruit, and see if that doesn't add up to a breakfast cereal that makes you want seconds. Yes, sir, that's simple arithmetic and mighty pleasureful eating. Better have Mom bring home a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies today. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his mountainous deputy Jingles are headed for the town of Westport, drawn by the appeal in Carolyn Collier's letter. Wild Bill suspected something mysterious behind the appeal, but did not expect the harrowing adventure waiting for them in The Circle of Death.
Shucks, Bill, it don't make sense.
What's that, partner?
Oh, trying to find a man that got himself lost around here. Look at all the people. Huh, we don't even know his looks.
That's why Carolyn Collier's coming to meet us, Jingle.
That's what she said in her letter, huh?
That's right. The last she heard from her father, he was here in Westport and planning to head west. Who, Buckshot?
Well, then, for all we know, he may be mining for gold in California by now. Whoa, Joker, whoa. Stand still while I get down and see if I can walk.
It's been a long ride at that.
Oh, long. I was getting to feel like I'd been born in that fat-burn saddle. Say, Bill, wait for me a minute, will you, huh?
Where are you going?
Oh, just in the store here to buy me a nice new clean shirt.
Couldn't be that purple one he's got in the window, could it?
Yeah, pretty, ain't it?
Well, hurry it up, partner. Carolyn Collier might be on that boat, so we better meet it. Take it easy now, Buckshot boy. You just cool off a little and we'll get you a drink over the watering trough.
Excuse, monsieur. You would like a good guide to take you to the fortune in the West? Baptiste is best guide you will. Nom de nom. I do not know it is you, monsieur Hickok.
Hello, Baptiste. When did you get out of jail?
Oh, I have been out for a long time. I have get out for good behavior.
Good behavior? That doesn't sound much like you, Baptiste.
Oh, oui, monsieur Wild Bill. Baptiste is very good behavior. I am very good guide, but you do not need a guide. You are the famous scout and Indian fighter, the most famous marshal of the United States. I go now. Bonsoir, monsieur.
So long, Baptiste. Keep up that good behavior.
I will, monsieur. I will.
Hey, Bill, wasn't that Baptiste Latour?
That's right, Jingles.
What's that slippery little weasel doing here? He's supposed to be in jail. We put him there to stay.
He says they let him out on good behavior. Well, come on, Jingles. That river boat's at the dock. We've got to get Miss Carolyn and get her story firsthand.
But I told you all I knew in my letter, Mr. Hickok. Came west for a trip and disappeared. I had to send for you. If anybody can find Dad, you can.
We can try, but it may take a long time to dig up a lead.
Where are you even going to start looking, Bill?
First place is to ask the stores that outfit travelers, Jingles. You start at the Blue Front, and we'll go over to Sodder's.
All right, Bill, but this is going to take all year.
No! Jingles, come back. They shot Mr. Hickok.
Bill, doggone it. Bill Hickok, speak to me.
Well, Wranglers, it's time for us to add another Western word to our vocabulary. Are you all ready? Okay, let's hear what Slim's got for us.
Got a real dandy, Charlie, one that has a lot of uses. It's the word nickel-plated. spelled N-I-C-K-E-L hyphen P-L-A-T-E-D. Now, everybody knows what that usually means, but out west among us cowpokes, it's got a special meaning. If you ever hear a cowpuncher say that something is nickel-plated, he means it's the best there is.
So that's what it means. I've always wondered what the fellas down at the bunkhouse meant when they said that Kellogg's Rice Krispies is a real nickel-plated cereal. I'm sure glad to find out that it's their way of saying it's the best there is. Lots of good reasons why. One's because they're always so fresh and crisp. That you find out as soon as you pour some milk or cream on them and they start to go snap, crackle, pop. Then there's the wonderful taste of Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Makes me real hungry just talking about them. Hey, what do you say we all join in our Rice Krispies song? Ready? Let's go.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice.
Ask Mom to bring home a package of Rice Krispies next time she goes to the store. And tomorrow morning, let's all begin our day with a bowl of snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Just as Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were about to start a search for some clue to the missing Mr. Collier, three shots rang out close at hand, and Wild Bill dropped to the ground.
Oh, Jingles, is he dead?
I don't know, but he's sure lying still. Bill, now who could have done this thing?
All I saw was the smoke from that corner of the building.
Right behind Bill's back. Might have known it. Hey, wait. Wait, he's breathing. Bill! Bill, wake up, will you? Bill!
Hello, partner. Looks like things are livening up a bit.
Bill, I sure thought you were a goner that time.
Nope. Guess somebody's luck was running bad.
You sure you're all right, Bill? Ooh-wee, that's a nasty crease you got in your scalp.
And I've got a Class A headache to prove it. But I'm on my feet. I'll see you later at the hotel, partner.
Okay, Bill, but I'll bet we don't learn nothing.
This town frightens me, Mr. Hickok.
No, don't you worry, miss. Well, here's Sauter's store. Now, let me do the talking, ma'am.
All right.
Well, good afternoon to you folks. Come to get outfitted for a trek across the plains?
Not today. You Mr. Sauter?
Yeah, I'm Sauter.
My name's Hickok, United States Marshal.
You here on business or pleasure, Marshal?
Business. About 2 months ago, a big man by the name of Collier, J.B. Collier, outfitted here in Westport for a trip west.
You just won an I-5000 then in the last 2 months.
Well, I thought he might have bought his gear from you. This is his daughter, Miss Carolyn Collier.
Howdy, ma'am.
Mr. Sauter, here's my father's picture. Do you recognize him?
No. He must have bought his outfit someplace. Try the Blue Front store. I got customers waiting.
Well, my goodness, did you ever... Why, he's downright rude.
Yeah. Well, come on, Miss Carolyn. We'll go back and meet Jingles.
So soon? Well, look, this store of Mr. Sauter's furnishes guides to the west, too.
What's that? Guide?
Mm-hmm. The sign says so. Why are you looking so funny, Mr. Hickok? Don't you feel well? Is it your head?
Yeah, it's my head, all right. That bullet must have slowed up my thinking. But it's working all right now.
What do you mean?
Well, you'll see. Well, come on, we got to find Jingles before he's seen around town too much.
Hickok's in town.
Hickok? How you know?
I saw him, you featherhead. He'd come to the store looking for some information about J.B. Collier.
Collier? Who's that?
Oh, you potato-headed idiot. Collier is the last man you and Batiste guided west.
Oh, the old goat with the gray mustache and the mutton chops?
Yeah. Looks like his daughters put Wild Bill Hickok on the trail to track him down.
Well, don't worry, boss. Mm. Even a bloodhound like Wild Bill couldn't find him where we left him. And if he did, the vultures would have picked his bones clean by now.
If he's dead, you mean?
Well, if he ain't, he's the first one to survive the circle of death.
Yeah, just the same, I'm not taking any chances.
What are you going to do?
You're going to do it. And tonight.
What am I going to do tonight?
Kill Wild Bill Hickok. He's staying at the Holt Hotel. And I don't want him alive at sunup.
Oh, Now, Bill, I ain't going to do it. You're just feeding me to the hogs.
I told you I'd follow you all the way, Jingle.
All right, give it to me again. But I don't like it.
You go get outfitted for a big trip west. Lay it on thick that you're a big, rich banker from back east.
And I flash this big roll of yellowbacks just to prove it?
That's right. Let them know you're carrying money on you. You go on in the store and put on a good act. Good luck, partner.
Good afternoon to you, stranger.
Howdy. You the proprietor of this emporium?
That's right. Name Sauter. What can I do for you?
Well, now, Mr. Sauter, I reckon you can do a lot. I want the finest outfit you can dig up for me.
Fine, fine. Going west, are you?
Yeah, plan to look for some good locations to set up a few more banks. Expand my eastern interests and things like that.
Banks, huh? Well, then money doesn't mean anything to you.
Not a thing. Never think of it for a minute. Well, just trot out the best you got. I'll just peel off a few yellowbacks from my bankroll here and pay you right on the spot.
Fine. And what about a guide? You'll need a guide to show you the way.
Oh, sure. Don't know a trail from Main Street. I better give me two. But be sure they're honest men. I carry a lot of money on me.
Well, you'll have the best I got. Now, when do you want to leave?
Well, first thing in the morning. I'll be here raring to go when the sun comes up.
Sun up it is. Just leave everything to me, Mr.
Jones. Jones is the name. One of the banking Joneses of Boston. Well, see you in the morning. Over the river.
This is getting too easy. Another fat hog ripe for the slaughter. Grim, come here.
Yeah, boss? What do you got?
The biggest sucker he ever saw. With a roll of yellowbacks big enough to choke an ox. And he wants to go west at sunup.
Yeah?
Yeah. Now, you get Hickok out of the way tonight, like I said, and be here ready to take Mr. Jones or the banking Joneses on the trail at sunup. And no mistakes.
I shouldn't have spent so much time eating. It's getting late. Well, there's Bill's room. Wonder if he's asleep. I'll just drop by and tell him what a good actor I am. Hey, those shots come from inside Bill's room. Bill! Bill, doggone it! I'm going to bust this door down. Somebody's trying to kill my partner.
Hold it, Jingles.
Bill!
That's right, partner. I figured they'd come back for me.
That's the second time they tried to kill you. Let's go get them.
Hold it. Let's let them think they did it this time. They might get careless.
Oh, doggone it, I don't like this at all.
That's the only way to find out what happened to Mr. Collier and to get the proof on Sauter and his gang.
You figure they did it, huh?
That's the way it looks from here, Jingles. Now you go on back to your room and get some sleep. You're going to need it.
Grim, you sure you killed Hickok?
Sure, Sauter. It was a cinch. Just climbed in the window, and there he was, sleeping, quiet as a baby. Pumped three slugs in him, and he didn't even wiggle.
Well, then we got no more worries. Come on out. Jones is waiting.
You want me to take him to the same place that took old man Collier?
Sure. He said he didn't know a trail from Main Street.
And he will never find his way back from the circle of death. You ever hear from Batiste?
No, but I'll send him after you when he shows up. Well, Mr. Jones, you all ready to head out west for your golden opportunity?
I sure am.
Well, here's your guide. Name's Grim, best in the business.
Howdy, Grim.
Howdy.
Your wagons are all loaded, ready to go. Hey, you better get started.
Let her rip, Grim. Let her rip.
Yeah, get up.
Good luck to you, Mr. Jones.
Yeah, good luck to me.
Yeah, you're sure gonna need it. But luck ain't gonna do you no good where you're going. I reckon Grim can take care of him. But if Batiste will...
You look for Batiste, Monsieur Sauter.
Batiste?
Oui, Batiste. He is here. Poof, like that.
Where have you been, you little gopher?
I've been hired after I killed the most famous Wild Bill Hickok. Batiste have his revenge.
Now, wait a minute. What do you mean you killed Wild Bill Hickok?
Oui, yesterday in the street. In the afternoon, Batiste shot Wild Bill in the back.
But Grim said that he killed Hickok in his hotel room last night.
He lied. Batiste killed Hickok. Where is Grimm?
He's going to take a rich, fat banker to the Circle of Death.
He go without Batiste?
You weren't here.
Then I follow. What this banker look like, eh?
Biggest man you ever saw, with a voice like a load of gravel on a tin roof. Wearing a purple shirt. Name's Jones.
The purple shirt? Oh, you have made the big mistake.
Mistake?
Oui, the very big mistake. The purple shirt is not Big Banker. He is the Jingles, deputy of Wild Bill Hickok.
What? Hickok's deputy? Well, so they tried to fool me, huh? It's the last time that big blowhard will fool anybody. Come on, Batiste. That big ox is as good as dead right now.
Say, Slim, I hear the fellas down at the bunkhouse are going to get themselves some birds to take along when they go prospecting.
Birds? Well, I didn't hear about them taking any birds along. You sure, Charlie?
Why, sure as I'm standing here. They said plain as day that they were going to get themselves a couple of Arizona nightingales.
Charlie, you know what Arizona nightingales are? Ooh. They're burros, you know, small donkeys. Boy, you sure got fooled there.
Well, Slim, I may get fooled on some of these Western words and phrases, but you sure can't fool me when it comes time for breakfast. No, sir, as soon as I pour milk or cream over my bowl of cereal, I know right off that it's Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Because when milk or cream touches these golden nuggets, pronto-like they start sounding off. Snap, crackle, pop! And say, that snap, crackle, pop not only lets me know I'm having Rice Krispies, but it also tells me how fresh and crisp they are. Then, when I take that first tasty spoonful, well, there just isn't any mistake in the wonderful flavor of Rice Krispies. Tomorrow morning, why don't all you Wranglers join me in a big heaping bowl of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice Krispies. Let's march right up to the table now. Rice Krispies taste the best, and how? Snap, crackle, pop. Kellogg's Rice Krispies, Kellogg's Rice.
Ask Mom right after the program to pick up a package of Kellogg's Rice Krispies next time she shops. Jingles, with his murderous guide, is heading west toward the Circle of Death, not knowing that Batiste and Sauter are close behind him and know his identity.
Hey-ya! Hey-ya! Come on, move out! Move out, you bastard murdered maiden!
You sure seem to be in one all-fired hurry, Grim. What's the rush?
Ain't no use in wasting time on a trip like this. Hey-ya! Want to get where we're going.
Oh, you got some spots picked up where I can set up a bank or two?
Yeah, I got a real fine spot for you. And I'm getting mighty anxious to show it to you, too.
Well, now that's fine. Mighty fine, I guess.
Why we not catch up to Grimm and the wagons and kill the fat one, Monsieur Sauter? We are wasting time, none.
No, I'm running this show, Batiste. There's no need to rush now. Let him get to the Circle of Death, and then nobody's going to find that big ox Jingles.
Oui. And if they do, they not know him. With my knife, I slit his throat like that.
Now you'll have your chance, you bloodthirsty little weasel, and it won't be long.
Stay right behind him, Buckshot. We've got to be sure Jingles is all right. Hold it. Who, Buckshot? We're being followed, too, huh? Hey, it's Miss Carolyn.
Mr. Hickok, I couldn't stay back there alone when I thought you might find my father.
But there's liable to be trouble, Miss Carolyn.
Oh, I don't care.
All right. But when the shooting starts, you get back out of the way. All right, Buckshot, let's go.
Get up, boy.
Because this is where we're headed for, you big ox. Now get down off this wagon before I blow your brains out.
Hey, now, what are you doing with that gun? This ain't no place to set up a bank. We're right in the middle of a forest.
That's right, big boy. And nobody's ever found a way out of it yet. Alone. All right, come on. Now get down off that wagon. Move!
You low-down murdering coyote. So that's your game.
Yeah, that's the game. We call it the circle of death. Yeah. You dudes from back east to come out here lording your way around are just a bunch of suckers to us. Now give me your money. Come on. I'll have it. Now take those guns, too.
Hey, well, wait a minute. So somebody's coming.
Yeah. One peep out of you and I'll blast you. Now, quiet.
Oh, I hope it's Bill. I sure do.
What's that?
Huh? Oh, nothing. Hey, it's two riders.
Yeah, I'll stop them.
Hey, don't shoot, Grim. It's Souter and Batiste.
Souter? Why'd you two come out here? I gotta take care of this big ox alone.
Stupid. You do not even know who this one you call the big ox is.
Sure, he's Jones, a banker.
Sure, that's me, Jones, a banker.
He's no banker. Oh. He's Wild Bill Hickok's deputy, Jingles.
Uh-oh.
What? Don't make a fool of me, Souter. I ain't one to take it, even from you.
It is true. He is the deputy marshal of the United States.
You mean he was. I'm going to kill him right now.
Yeah, that's all right. Good idea.
Hey, who's that? I heard voices. Hello!
Who's that?
This forsaken hunk of woods is getting plumb crowded.
Hello! Who's... Oh, so you came back. You...
Souter, it's old man Collier. He's still alive.
Shoot him, you fool.
No, no, don't...
Boss, your gun. Somebody shot it right out of your hand.
And that could only be one man. Bill!
Grim, it's Wild Bill Hickok. I thought you killed him.
I did. I swear it, I did.
Sure looks mighty healthy for a ghost, don't he?
All right, drop those guns, Grim.
I ain't dropping nothing, Hickok.
Bill!
You don't listen very well, Grim. Now, Souter,
not
you...
Not so fast, Hickok. You ain't taking me.
Bill, he's got a daring... Oh. Sneaking coward. Serves you right, Souter. You won't be using that hand for quite a spell. Now stand hitch.
Mr. Hickok, I heard all...
They sure did, honey. I never thought I'd live to see you again.
Me neither. Bill, these are some of the meanest Gila monsters we ever met up with.
Yeah, but if it hadn't been for you, Hickok, nobody'd ever got wise to us.
That's right, Souter. Now you, Grim, and Batiste will have a long time to think about it in jail.
And we can go back home, Dad.
We sure can, honey. I've had enough of the West to last me a good long time.
Oh, you'll be back, Mr. Collier.
Oh, sure, you'll be back. Us big bankers got to help build the West, Mr. Collier. Now, you and me might go into partnership with your money and my brains. No telling where we might wind up. No telling at all.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison and Andy Devine.
So long for now, folks. We'll see you again on Monday.
And we're going to tell you a story about the meanest bunch of cattle rustlers Wild Bill and Jingles ever locked horns with. Be with us, will you?
And meanwhile, Andy and I hope you'll remember to ask Mom to get a package of the world's only talking cereal, Kellogg's Rice Krispies.
Yes, sir, kids. As soon as you pour milk or cream over Rice Krispies, they greet you with a friendly snap, crackle, and pop. That's to let you know how fresh and crisp they are.
Sure tastes wonderful, too, don't they, Andy?
Sure as I'm standing here talking, they do.
So long, kid.
See you Monday.
The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Lillian Byeff, Bill Thompson, Joe Duvall, Ken Christie, and Dusty Walker. Our story was directed by Paul Pierce and written by Larry Hayes. Music by Dick Arant. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now, this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg's, the greatest name in cereals, reminding you to listen again Monday, same time, same station, when Kellogg's Pep Wheat Flakes presents Wild Bill Hickok in Rustlers of Rattlesnake Bend.